This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, you lowercase. That's your first time. It's your first time playing with the hotkeys. I can see you grinning in there. Does that feel good? Took the training wheels off, did you?
I love the hotkeys.
Yeah. I could see you in there. You were so nervous. You're just like, hotkeys? You're so afraid of hitting the wrong button.
I don't know which one's which. Plus, I'm sitting there like, these could be anything.
I like it. You just fire them off. That's the beauty of it. There's no wrong answer. You just let it rip. It's our last club of the year. No one's listening anyways. What the hell? Boss is in Miami for God's sakes. No one's listening. It's just you and me. And little Stevie Vaughn in there. Back there creeping on us. By the way, we were talking about the ticket price for the four bowl games. This came across my feed just like a couple minutes ago. The average price now of the four semifinal college football games, $97 to get in. And the Texas Tech Oregon game at the Orange Bowl on Thursday, $46 right now with fees.
What was it last year?
They said that I didn't see what it was last year, but the first round, the on-campus games, the second round is way cheaper than the than the first round on field. So we are at cheapest average, 97 to get into these games, the bowl games. It was 165 for the first round.
For 2024, the average resale prices ranged from around 246 to around 500.
Yeah.
So that was for last year.
And by the way, I mean, that $46 at the Orange Bowl, that is just the get-in price. But you can get a good seat for less than $100.
Walk around the complex,
yeah.
Enjoy a few drinks.
So,
not a bad gig.
I don't know if that'll change anything, but it does feel like these games being on campuses would be a lot better. And I'll be interested to see tomorrow, or I guess it won't be tomorrow, Thursday when you tune in, how many empty seats, and will that do anything? And will they have the guts to actually show the empty seats? As of right now, we're less than 48 hours away from kick. None of these games are sold out. There are seats to be had at every single one of these games.
How many stadium shots are we really going to get pregame?
I don't know. Again, I'm guessing the TV networks are not going to want to show that, and they'll fluff up the attendance. Attendance is the biggest lie in all of sports. Anytime they tell you, like, I can't tell you how many Blazer games I've been to where they announce the crowd at like 14,000 and you look around, you're like, there's not 14,000 people here. Just, sorry, there's not. I went to a game the other, who were they playing? I went to the Kings game, I don't know, maybe like 2 weeks ago, I think they were playing the Kings. There was 12,000 people in that building. Dude, that thing was sparse. I don't know what the announced attendance was, but it wasn't the actual real attendance.
A few weeks ago on the 18th?
Something like that.
They drew, according to Google AI, 16,382.
There wasn't 16,000 people in that building. There was not. There just wasn't. But you say whatever you want. That's what, like, that's the beauty part of like running a stadium. You're like, how many people are here? No one's, like when the A's, remember when the A's were having like 9 people go to their games? And they're like, no, there was an announced thousand of 9,000. You could count. You can count individual. I don't know what some of these bowl game attendances are. But
the guys with the brown bags sitting in deep right field.
Yeah. So just kind of throwing that out there. So if you are thinking about getting a last-minute flight down to Miami, the cheapest part of your trip to Miami will be actually getting into the stadium. And then when you get into the stadium for $46, you can go wander around. I'm guessing there'll be plenty of empty seats. So hopefully it's still a good environment. All right. Enough of the sports stuff. Get into the club. All right, we've got the year in review. What happens when you trip over your cat? And I have the 10 oddest Guinness World Records that were actually broken in the year of our Lord 2025. Since this is our last show of the year, and this is our last club of the year, we're going to do a little year-end recap when we come back. 105.1 The Fan. All right, welcome in. Last club of the year, so I thought it apropos to maybe do a year in review. What did 2020 have to offer us? By the way, some of these things I completely forgot. As I was kind of going through this, I was like, oh my God, yeah. So we'll start in January, and we'll obviously go chronologically. So January 7th, I would have thought that this had happened in a previous year. The LA wildfires, the most costly wildfires that we've had in modern history, $131 billion worth of damage.
That was in January.
Yeah, January, Pacific Palisades and Eaton Canyon. Costliest disasters to strike the United States in history, costliest fire. Estimate originally started at 76, and now they're saying it is more like 131 billion. 30 people died in that. I completely forgot about the LA fires. If you would have asked me when the LA fires, I would have been like, I don't know, was that like 2-3 years ago?
I probably would have said September of last year.
No. Here's one for you. January 23rd, Thailand became the first Southeast Asian country to legalize same-sex marriage. So go Thailand. Which, by the way, Thailand has been pretty cool on the gender thing for a while.
Yeah, I thought that was a known thing.
Kind of makes sense there. Also, January 20th, President Trump became president. It may have seemed like longer than a year, but yeah, January 20th, he became only the second president to serve two non-consecutive terms. For some people, that was probably a great day, and for others, you're like, oh my God, there's three more years of that.
Who was the other one? Grover Cleveland?
Who else was that? I thought it was Roosevelt. Look that up for me. Because I'm not 100% certain.
Yeah, it was Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland? A couple other things in January, but I'm just trying to hit the highlights, if you will. February, Beyonce won 3 Grammys, including her first ever Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. After being snubbed for Best Country Album, she won Best Album at the Grammys.
She had never won Album of the Year?
She had never won Album of the Year.
Destiny's Child never won Album of the Year?
No, never won Album of the Year. She also became the first black woman to win a Grammy for Best Country Album for Cowboy Carter as well. I thought she got snubbed. Maybe she got snubbed at the Country Music Awards.
Probably at the CMAs, but
yes.
Did she get snubbed for Best Song? Was that what the conversation
Maybe
was?
Maybe that's what it was, because I thought Cowboy Carter got snubbed for Best Country Album and won Best Overall Album, but that might have been at the CMAs, because it did say she made history as the first black woman to win a Grammy for Best Country Album. And as a fan of, I don't like modern country that much, but I listen to a fair amount of country music from time to time. Also, not necessarily the biggest Beyonce fan. Cowboy Carter was a really good album.
I love Beyonce. Beyonce's great. I was eh on it.
You were eh on it?
I liked a few songs, but as like an album altogether, I thought there was better.
I thought it was good.
I
was pleased. Because to be fair, I don't listen to a lot of Beyonce music. My daughter is a big Beyonce fan. And so is the missus. The BTJ is a big Beyonce person. And they were raving about Cowboy Carter. And I was like, I'll give it a spin. I thought it was a catchy tune.
I thought it was good.
What was the, they did the cover of Blackbird. I thought that was excellent. Texas Hold'em, really good song. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I took that for a spin on a workout playlist. I thought it was good. Also, February 4th, the United States imposed the first additional tariff on China, which kicked off an entire year of tariff wars, which was lots of fun. And February 9th, the Philadelphia Eagles defeat the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22 to win the Super Bowl. You also kind of forget that happens in February.
Yeah.
March, 97th Academy Awards. Anora wins 5 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Director. Adrian Brody won for Best Actor in The Brutalist, which was terrible. That thing was just painfully long. Anora was a good flick. The Academy Awards recently, I think, have been a little kind of hit and miss for me. And I didn't actually see Anora until after it won all the awards. And I thought it was a good movie. I don't know if it was the best movie of the year, but I remember watching that and being like, all right, I can get down with that.
Well, the Academy Awards are weird because isn't it the movies from the previous year?
Well,
that's kind of confusing because you're probably thinking about all the movies that came out in 2025, but the movie that won was from 2024.
Well, lately I think movies have been a little soft. The writer's strike and everything.
I think so too.
But if you haven't seen Anora, go give it a whirl. It was solid. Solid effort. Also, March 2nd, I didn't remember this at all, but Firefly's Aerospace Blue Ghost made a successful landing on the moon, becoming the first commercial lunar lander to attempt that feat. I did not know that companies are putting things on the moon. Had no idea. But that happened in March 2nd. March 9th, for the first time ever, a colossal squid was captured on film in its natural habitat. I guess up until that point, we had only seen one caught in nets. We had never actually seen a natural squid doing, or a giant squid doing giant squid things. Which, by the way, that also terrifies me, that there is something that attacks whales that we've never actually seen on camera.
Like, there's a real kraken out there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
They found that thing at 600 meters down, almost 2,000 feet in the South Atlantic Ocean. And yeah, it is, like, confirmed. It, like, attacks sperm whales. And we just saw, like, our first glimpse of it in its natural habitat. That's kind of terrifying. Also March 15th, we deported a Salvadorian immigrant who had entered the country without authorization in 2011, but had received protection under federal law that prevented his removal. And that kind of started the whole, well, immigration thing that we have going on. So you kind of forget that that was kind of that kicked it off on March 15th, which, again, much like the tariff thing, is something that kind of just has become like a common thread throughout the course of the year. Scrolling down and see what else we got going on here. We had a 7.7 earthquake in Myanmar, Burma, causing more than 3,600 deaths and thousands of injuries. One of the worst earthquake disasters we have in modern recording history. Completely forgot about that one as well. April 21st, Pope Francis dies at the age of 88. I remember this one. I landed in Italy the day after the Pope died. And that also led to us getting the first American Pope a couple weeks later. And being in Italy during the funeral, rites, insane. Being in Rome during that, I'll never forget it.
Yeah, absolutely. You said you were the last people in the
Sistine Chapel. My buddy got us a private tour to open the Vatican, and it was the day before the actual funeral. So they had viewings for the Pope, and you had to wait in line. Like, some of them were like 7 to 8 hour waits to see the Pope. And then they were setting up all the barricades and the TV screens, and all the leaders were flying in. And then the funeral was happening the next day, and we were going to leave Rome because we were like, dude, we don't want to be here during the funeral. It's going to be nuts. Because there was like a procession from the Vatican to where he was going to be buried. It was on a different cathedral on the other side of Rome. And so my buddy hooked us up with a tour through a private company. It was really cool. We got to open the Vatican. So we got, like, the Vatican opens at 8. We got there at 6, and we got to go room to room with, I think, 12 other people and turn on all the lights and open all the doors. And we got to go in the Sistine Chapel, and it wasn't open to the public that day because they were getting ready to clean it for the conclave. And so we got to be in there and open it up. And then when we left at 8, when the Vatican was officially opening, that was the last part of our tour. The cleaning crews were coming in, and they were setting up for the conclave. And they showed us the chimney that they were assembling. So in theory, with the exception of maids and workers, me and my buddy and 12 other tourists, we were the last civilians, I guess, to be in the Sistine Chapel before they elected the new American Pope. Also,
pretty darn cool.
Yeah, that was one of those that I won't forget. That was one of those life moments that on my deathbed I will probably think back to. I got to stand in the Sistine Chapel by myself. The lady that opened the door, I was kind of hoping I'd get to be the one to open the door, and I didn't get to, but she was kind of being a jackwagon. She was this lady from Texas, and she yeehawed as she opened the door, and we all wanted to throw her down the stairs. You don't get to yeehaw when you're opening the door to the Sistine Chapel.
It's the Sistine Chapel.
Oh, dude, she was such an annoying, you know what, like the worst type of American tourist. So I just, as she was kind of dinking around with the door, I just walked in. So I got to stand in the chapel, and I kind of took up the doorway. And it was probably for 10 to 12 seconds. And the lady kind of, she gave me a hug and told me to kind of move aside. She was really sweet, our tour guide. But yeah, I got to stand in the chapel by myself and look up, and there was a tear. That was one of those bucket list moments. There was a tear there. So Pope Francis died. Other people we lost. Giorgio Armani died. Robert Redford, Jane Goodall, Diane Keaton, Rob Reiner, and Ozzy Osbourne. All people that passed away. Those were notable deaths. Not in April.
And Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. they did not. Hulk Hogan did not make the list.
Didn't make the cut.
No.
Well, you got Diane Keaton on there. It makes sense.
Yeah. So if you throw well, Hulk Hogan's got some problematic things in his past. I don't know if Diane Keaton does either, but yeah. Although I will say, like, every now and then, if you're flipping through, like, Hulk Hogan has become like a hero of Fox News. Like, I see ads for like Hulk Hogan, like, memorials and like specials on Fox News, like, all the time. If you're flipping through, Fox News has become like the biggest like fan of Hulk Hogan. It's kind of funny how that works. I'm trying to think of what do we got. Oh, May 7th, we had the India-Pakistan war kickoff. You forgot about that. May 7th, India launches a series of missile strikes on multiple bases in Pakistan. So that went down. You kind of forget.
That's on my mom's birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
May 8th, that was when we actually got the new American Pope. That was Robert Francis. Is it Prevost? He was elected Pope, and he took on the name of Leo. So he became the first American Pope. May 9th, the Food and Drug Administration approved the first ever home cervical cancer test. So if that does anything for you, again, I don't remember hearing anything about that. Moving on into June. Ooh, Air India Flight 171 crashes in India shortly after takeoff. That was horrifying. That was the one that went into the building. And remember, the one guy walked away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one guy walking away still, that's still crazy to me.
242 passengers on crew. I guess there's a debate now between 19 and 33 people in the buildings that the plane went through. But one guy on an airplane of 242 people managed to walk out of the crash. Everyone else died. He was burned, and his clothes were kind of like burned off, but he walked off the airplane. His brother was sitting beside him. His brother died along with everyone else. He walked out of the airplane and then walked through a burning building and walked out. It's on video. It's like the most insane thing. The dude's like a character out of a Marvel show. June 14th, that was our first No Kings protest. Donald Trump, by the way, makes a lot of appearances in the year-end review. I mean, honestly, like, in my lifetime, I do not remember a president having, good or bad, I'm not here to judge, whatever you're into.
Just so many.
Yes. I do not remember a U.S. sitting president having this many.
A hand in every single news story that we've talked about.
Seemingly. And by the way, I'm skipping over some of the, I'm trying to major kind ones. Of hit the high points. June 17th, the Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup, beating the Edmonton Oilers in a six-game series. And by the way, that's the second year in a row they beat the Edmonton Oilers.
That's the first time of the year that we got U.S. versus Canada.
Yeah, because we also had the
Toronto versus LA.
Yeah, and I was saying the hockey, you had the Four Nations, the All-Star game too. Which, by the way, that pissed me off. The Florida Panthers should not win the Stanley Cup. That one, I don't like that one. Miami doesn't deserve a Stanley Cup, let alone two. Also June 20th, K-pop Demon Hunters begins streaming on Netflix and becomes one of the largest, I guess, pop culture phenomenons of the year. I was not aware of K-pop Demon Hunters until like 3 months ago.
I wasn't aware until you told me about them a few weeks ago. I think it was either you or Rob that told me about them. They made an appearance at the Snoop Dogg Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, so when Snoop did the halftime show on, was that on Christmas? I believe him, Lainey Wilson,
and
who's dating former Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Duck Hodges, and then Demon Hunters came out, and I was like, oh, names and faces.
You didn't know about the K-pop? I would have thought a young fellow like you would be about the K-pop Demon Hunters.
That's just, again, my Spotify rep told me I'm 68, so.
June 22nd, we bombed nuclear sites in Iran. Remember that little skirmish that we had? So apparently we didn't necessarily declare war, but we bombed a country. So that occurred. June 22nd, the Oklahoma City Thunder defeat the Indiana Pacers to win their first NBA title. And I'm trying to think, let's go. That's probably a good break. So that's June. So we're about halfway through the year. When we come back, we'll go through our year-end review here on our last show of the year. Here, though, is Casey with an update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We do have you. Our last show of the year. Don't forget, tomorrow, 1 to 4, we have a special Orange Bowl preview, and then we'll all be back on Friday with our regularly scheduled programming. And I believe that will be the return of one Isaac Everett Ropp as well. During our year interview, we're into July. What do we got going on here? Oh, this was a big one in my family. One, my daughter lives in Korea, and two, she's obsessed with BTS. Members of the South Korean K-pop band BTS reunite after their mandatory military service. They had a three-year hiatus, and the group popped up for a one-time performance, and they announced a world tour and a new album scheduled for 2026, and my daughter has a serious... There was a moment. You have not met a bigger BTS fan. I secretly believe my daughter moved to Korea just to be closer to BTS, and as I like to say, she's going to attempt to marry a BTS. It's a whole thing in my household.
Have you heard some of their stuff?
Yeah. Oh, have I heard some
I'm
of the
just,
stuff?
I'm just, yes. Have you really? I like it.
Yeah.
I really like their stuff. Yeah. They're catchy.
Trust me. My two daughters, when they're together, they just sit around and watch BTS videos, and then I have to hear about everything that's going on in the BTS videos. It's the whole thing. There's favorites. There's keychains involved. There's tattoos. It's a whole thing.
Just like if you watched a football game, you're going to break down what happens afterwards?
Yes. They do a whole thing. July 2nd, the 14th Dalai Lama, the exiled spiritual leader of Tibet, he announced that he will be reincarnated. So that's kind of cool. So there will be a 15th Dalai Lama. I like that he gets to decide that. And he also said that his own institutional trust is the only one that can identify his successor. So I don't know. After he dies, then his own people get to say who he's been reincarnated as. I don't know how all that works, but the only thing I know about the Dalai Lama is that he's exiled, and then the whole the Dalai Lama, big hitter of the Lama, flowing robes. That's all I know about the Dalai Lama.
All I knew was that he was exiled.
Yeah, we're getting another one. July 16th, we had the infamous Coldplay concert in Foxborough, where we had the Kiss Cam. That took over the internet for, I don't know, like a month or two. If you remember that, that was the CEO that got caught canoodling on camera with someone that was not his wife.
And then the Simpsons did a whole bit on it.
Yep. Also in July, I forgot about this, American Eagle releases their ad starring Sydney Sweeney and her assets, that turned into a whole white supremacist. That may be the dumbest story of the year, that a Sydney Sweeney ad turned into a white supremacist thing, because she talked about having good genes. And of course, then we had to freak out and say that was genetics and it was white versus black, and that turned into a whole thing.
Have you seen her new movie, by the way, or seen previews for it?
No, she is a terrible actress. She is super hot, but she is she's objectionably a bad actress. Like
it's a good watch.
Well, again, why is it a good watch?
First hour,
yeah.
It's just her tits. Second hour, it's very good. Just a lot of good action. It's got some good gore. Amanda Seyfried plays a great role. I liked it.
I know why you liked it. All lowercase. It's a good thing no one's listening. I'm going to work the dump button next time. moving on into August, OpenAI ChatGPT-5 was released, described as a major advancement in AI and autonomy. I do not use, shockingly, development, the old man. I don't use ChatGPT. I don't use any AI. I don't really have any need for it. I don't really know what I'm supposed to use it for. I don't really have a need for it in my life, but I have friends, my buddy that's a big business guy, say he uses it all the time. I have another friend that uses it for comical purposes. But I don't know, ChatGPT started the whole thing with, you know, then we get into the whole, you know, is AI taking over the world? And obviously, that was a big story. So apparently, I don't remember that. I don't remember ChatGPT-5 being launched, but apparently, it was a very big deal. August 11th, President Trump orders the deployment of National Guard to Washington, D.C., the first city that he would do that to, which again, common theme, maybe some other cities followed. Maybe you heard about it here locally. So that went down in August. Scrolling down. August 26th, the engagement of the year. Taylor Swift announces her engagement. Your favorite English teacher married your favorite PE teacher. That was in August. August 26th. T-Swizzle and Travis Kelce announced their engagement, and they did it on Instagram. I know that. I feel like that was a fairly recent thing, but it obviously happened before the NFL season.
Could they have done a better rollout for than just posting it on Instagram?
I'm guessing that was probably the most Instagrammed thing of the year. So I'm guessing they're fine. And they did that. They did the Kelce Brother podcast, and that broke all kinds of podcast records. So something tells me that Taylor Swift is just fine when it comes to making big announcements and rolling things out. September, we had the U.S. military carry out their first series of lethal strikes on civilian boats. Remember that was like where the Venezuelans? Now we're just blowing stuff out in the ocean and maybe or maybe not invading a country. I don't know. But that happened in September. We started blowing things up. September 7th, we had the first modern saint. The new pope, he canonized Carlos Acutis, known as the patron saint of the internet. That's the first modern day saint. And I don't really know. I thought you had to do miracles in order to be crowned a saint, but I guess he just went on the internet and, I don't know, talked about his faith. But he did die of leukemia, and then he was named the first modern day saint.
He was 15.
He's 15. Well, he's a saint. September 10th, Charlie Kirk was assassinated. The, a YouTube activist, political voice. He was assassinated.
Political figure.
He was assassinated in an outdoor event on the campus of Utah Valley State, which, by the way, that is adjacent to BYU. It's like BYU's sister campus. I actually lived in Orem, which is where UVSC was. It was a junior college when I went there. And now it's a full-time four-year university. But I lived, when I went to school at BYU, I lived about, a mile from where that happened. And that obviously was a very, very big deal when that went down. September 23rd, we had the suspension and then the, the comeback of Jimmy Kimmel for comments made about Charlie Kirk. That started, and that's kind of died down. But remember, we got about 2 months of just nonstop back and forth on the Charlie Kirk
We also had the Colbert firing, which was right before that.
Yeah.
Which, again, kind of added to the politicized nature of it all.
Yeah. October. October 3rd, Sean Diddy Combs sentenced to 50 months in prison.
Good.
Was facing basically life in prison. So, 50 months isn't great, but considering what he was facing, some may call that a win for him. October 10th, we had a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. So that's a good thing. And that is, I think for the most part held. There's been some little back and forth, but that was a good thing. October 19th, we had the Louvre thieves, where they stole 9 pieces of 19th century jewelry valued at a couple hundred million bucks by basically just walking in and walking out with crown jewels of the Louvre. October 20th, part of U.S. President Donald Trump's ongoing renovations. The demolition begins on the east wing of the White House. Remember, that was the 90,000 square foot ballroom that is going to replace the Kennedy Rose Garden. Scrolling through. Oh, October 23rd, Chauncey Billups is arrested. Remember, we woke up that morning and the FBI knocking on Chauncey's door. And that was where we had the Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups and a couple others tied into the mafia illegal gambling rings, and that led us to the greatness that is Tiago Splitter. Kind of forget about that one. November 1st, the Dodgers, led by Shohei Ohtani, win their second straight World Series over the Toronto Blue Jays. What else we got in November? Scrolling. Oh, November 12th, the last penny is minted in the United States. So no more pennies. If you've gone around and you've seen a lot of businesses, they are advertising that there will be no change given in pennies. It will be rounded up or rounded down. Also, the last 3 pennies that were minted sold for, I think, like $12 million. November 20th, what else we got? Oh, there you go. November 20th, President signs legislation ordering the release of the so-called Epstein files. That was on November 20th. It is now December 30th. And as far as I know, I don't think we have all of the Epstein files. But that's happening.
Piece by piece, we're getting little bits of it. But
yeah. November 26th, Tesla shareholders approve a $1 trillion compensation package for Elon Musk. So, yeah. Basically, he is now the richest man in the history of the world. December 6th, Inter Miami FC, led by Lionel Messi, wins their first MLS Cup. Messi with his U.S. reign. December 10th, social media ban for anyone younger than 16 goes into effect in Australia. Also in Australia, on December 14th, a father and son opened fire at a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney. It was their first mass shooting in almost 30 years, and 15 people were killed and injuring more than 40. The gunman, one of who was fatally shot by police, is said to be motivated by Islamic State ideology. That was bad. And then on December 16th, this is the final one on the list, the 250th anniversary of Jane Austen's birth is celebrated. The English novelist wrote such beloved classics as Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice, Emma, and her works have been adapted many, many times over for TV and film. So there you go. That, according to the Britannica.com, there is your 2025 year in review. When we come back, we put a bow on the final episode of Primetime of 2025 here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've learned a lot today. We learned that Casey likes up tops. And Sydney Sweeney. He also doesn't know how to produce and hit the dump button.
I think it's a Himalayan snowcock.
That might be my favorite thing so far. Casey just brushed that off like it was no big deal. You're like, it's a good movie. First hour is just this.
Yeah. Next question.
Any plans for the New Year's, boys? What's on load? You strike me as a New Year's party guy.
Nothing special. Just hanging with family, hanging with friends. That's about it.
Yeah. No New Year's resolution so far? Any big plans?
My New Year's resolution last year was to hit 225 on the bench, and I'm about 15 pounds short of that, so there's always next year.
50 pounds is close.
Hit 205, and I was very proud of myself.
You're proud of yourself on that one? That's good. I didn't know, like, that's... That must be a young man's game. I'm guessing Steven back there does not have a 225 bench press. That's such a young person's thing. The idea of like setting some sort of bench press goal.
Well, I'm doing it because if I blow out my shoulder in the process, I'm still on my parents' insurance, so I won't have to front the bill.
You didn't strike me as a lifting bro. All right, I see.
I gotta stay in shape.
We learn something about lowercase every day. In there getting on that pre-workout. Just do a couple roids. Do a cycle of trend. Get in there.
I'm the type of guy who shotguns a Red Bull and then works out for about an hour, hits a major crash because that Red Bull wore off.
Oh, dude.
And then that's about it.
I'm a horrid caffeine junkie. Yeah. I'm all about the caffeine. Yeah, I don't know what the safe amount of caffeine is to consume, but I can assure you I exceed it. Because I'll wake up, take the dog on a walk. I usually drink like a monster to kind of get me going. And then I take pre-workout. And then usually I take another energy drink before I start the show. So, yeah, I don't know how much caffeine that is. But I just choose to willfully ignore any sort of recommendations. Plus, you know, those recommendations, I always assume those are for, like, someone your size. And that's my thing. Like, same thing with medicine. I do it with, like, alcohol. It's like, oh, this is the suggested. Yeah, if you're 170 pounds, if you and me go out drinking, we're going to have very different alcohol intakes. Like, for when you go out, like, what's a nice night out for you? Like, 5-6 drinks?
Probably 5 or 6, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to cut it. We're going to have two wildly different nights out. Therefore, when it comes to caffeine and other sort of consumptions, you know, it's adjusted.
Again, I'll have 5 or 6 drinks and have a pretty good night.
Yeah.
You'll have 5 or 6 drinks and probably be thirsty.
Well, that's how we get it started. You just order a sixer and get it going. That's a pregame sort of thing. You know, you get 5 or 6 going, and then maybe you just kind of pour yourself, you know, four fingers of brown, and that kind of kickstarts the evening, and you know you kind of go from there. But we got to get into the double digits. We got to, like, you're having a good night out. You're into the teens.
I don't think I've crept up into the double digits since like I started drinking.
Someone's questioning whether or not you're on roids, by the way. Lowercase.
Rob did say I was on roids last week, so.
Really?
Yeah.
He accused you of being on roids?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently I look like the guy who'd be on roids, all 165 pounds of me.
Just dropping a, hey, how much you bench? How much you bench? All right, well, now we got to keep, I'm going to keep you on track. Now that I know that this is your New Year's resolution, I'm going to have to check in on your bench press.
That's fair.
Yeah. You got to, well, at least you're above victim weight. Anything less than 200 pounds is victim weight.
Yeah.
So at least you're above that. You say you're at 205 or 215?
205.
205. All right.
I failed doing 215.
All right. Two spins, two plates on each side. All right. It's a good goal. It's a good goal. Maybe someday I'll get there too. Fingers crossed. You and me together, we'll bench 225 together this year. I think we can do it. Together, we put our minds together, we can achieve anything.
I think so. I think it's possible.
Well, Lowercase, we appreciate you. Remember, last prime time of the year. Tomorrow, 1-4, special Orange Bowl edition here on The Fan. Me, Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman, got you 1-4. And then Thursday, no shows. We have the bowl game. Stay tuned basically all day long. We'll have a pregame. We'll have the game. We'll have the postgame. And then we're back on Friday. And I believe the return of Isaac Ropp and potentially, maybe, the start. We don't know. We see our new producer back there. That's our new thing in 2025. We've had a nice year at The Fan. We flipped from AM to FM. Dirt and Spray got an extra hour in the morning. We launched two new shows with The Firm and then The Happy Hour with Luke. We lost Ryan Buckley, but we gained Stephen Vaughn. And we gained Lowercase, who likes up tops. We've learned that if you're watching a movie, we like up tops. So to everyone out there, it's been a hell of a 2025. We wish you all the best into 2026. And we'll see you guys in a couple of days for a brand new year and hopefully better and brighter days ahead. Thank you for hanging with us for yet another year at The Fan, which has been a great year. And we'll see you all guys on Friday. You've been listening to Primetime here on 105.1 The Fan.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.